When the world was young, the little flying fox, he thought that he was a bird. And it was during the time when the Great Spirit came down from the spirit world and he was teaching all the birds how to be birds. You know, how to make nests, how to lay eggs, how to fly, how to look after their young. And the little flying fox, he kept on getting underfoot and he kept on screaming out, "Teach me, teach me, teach me how to be a bird." But the Great Spirit said, "Hey, flying fox, you're not a bird, you're a bat. You wait over there, and when I'm finished with all the birds, I will teach you everything you need to know on how to be a bat." But that little flying fox, he just wouldn't listen. He kept on getting underfoot, and he kept on screaming out, "Nah, you teach me how to be a bird. I want to be a bird. I've got wings. You teach me how to be a bird." And the Great Spirit said, "Hey, flying fox, you're not a bird, you are a bat. You wait over there, and when I'm finished with all the birds, I will teach you everything you need to know on how to be a bat." But that flying fox, he just wouldn't listen. He kept on getting underfoot, and he kept on screaming out, "Nah, you teach me how to be a bird. I want to be a bird right now. I've got wings, I can fly. You teach me how to be a bird right now. If you don't teach me how to be a bird right now, I'm going to hold my breath until I turn blue, so there." And the Great Spirit said, "Oh, flying fox, that's not the way to behave. Now I'm going to have to teach you a lesson." And he went over to the flying fox. He picked him up by his feet. He hung him upside down. He went to the nearest branch of a tree. And there he hung the flying fox upside down in that branch. Not the right way around like all the birds, but upside down. And he left him there. And he went back to all the birds. Meanwhile, that little flying fox, he was so embarrassed, he started twiddling his thumbs. And he'd say to anyone who would listen to him, "I don't care. I can hang upside down like this all the time if I want to." And when the Great Spirit was finished with all the birds, he went over to the flying fox and he said, "Flying fox, did you learn your lesson? Do you know that you are a bat and not a bird?" And that little flying fox, he was so cheeky, he said to the Great Spirit, "I don't care. I still reckon I'm a bird, you know. I can hang upside down like this all the time if I want to." And so the Great Spirit said, "Okay, flying fox, if that's the way you're going to be, then that's the way you're going to be. From now on and forever, you will hang upside down in the branches of trees to remind you that you are a bat and not a bird." And from that day to this, all flying foxes, they hang upside down in branches of trees because of that cheeky little fellow way back in the dream time.